being your own boss, growing a business that changes lives, and living life on your own terms. That's every entrepreneur's dream. But it's not easy. To be really successful, you have to really put your heart and soul into your business. So when someone cancels, it's sometimes really hard to not take it personally. After all, you feel like you've gone above and beyond to give them perfect service, so why in the world would they cancel? Well, in today's episode, I'm going to help you to understand the number one reason why clients cancel and what you can do to keep happy clients longer. So stick around.
So the big question is this: how can we take our passion for helping people with their credit and turn it into a successful business without taking loans, without spending a fortune, by bootstrapping it from nothing, so we can help the most people and still become highly profitable? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answer. My name is Daniel Rosen, and welcome to Credit Repair Business Secrets.
Okay. Before I dive in here, if you want me to hold you by the hand as you launch your very own credit repair business, go to CreditHeroChallenge.com. And if you are new to this podcast, be sure to subscribe and turn on notifications so you don't miss a thing. Okay, now when bootstrapping a successful credit repair business from nothing, every single client plays an important role, not just for the revenue, but also for your reputation. Because if you ask happy clients to refer their friends and family back to you and to give you a 5-star review, then your reputation and your business are going to grow with every single client. So that means you want to make sure that when they finally cancel, it's because they have graduated with excellent credit. So if your clients are canceling within the first couple months before the job is done, that is a glaring red flag that it's time to make some changes in your business. So what is the secret to retaining happy clients for longer? Well, it all boils down to one word: communication. Great communication is the key to all relationships, both inside and outside your business. For the most part, credit repair, it's a waiting game. You're mailing out letters, and then you and your clients, you wait for results. Now, if you look at it from their perspective, they have to sit back and trust that you're doing the work, because they are paying you their hard-earned money. So if you aren't communicating the work that you're doing, if you don't have a good email nurture sequence, or if they don't feel like their account is important to you, they're going to constantly check their credit monitoring to see if their credit has improved. And if they don't see results right away, they're going to have doubts, and they're probably going to cancel. So right now, I'm going to give you some really practical ways to have awesome communication with your clients so that you can keep them longer and then graduate happy, referral-giving clients. First off, set reasonable expectations. From the very first moment that you sign up your new client, make it clear when they can expect to hear from you, and make it clear when the check-in or touchpoint communications are going to happen, and then follow through with what you said. Now, most of this communication, it can be done using automation through email, text, or even Messenger. I also recommend having a monthly phone call with every client to touch base, to remind them to send you the results when they get them, and to give them updates. Next, use a weekly email sequence that you've pre-written through an email marketing platform like ActiveCampaign. It's an email sequence that reaches out and either just checks in or gives them some credit or finance tips or educational content. And when you do this, they're going to feel like their account is important to you, which it is. And then they'll feel connected and encouraged that you're working hard on their behalf. Now, these minor adjustments, they can make a huge difference in your client retention as well as the lifetime value of every client. Because if you can retain your clients longer, then your recurring revenue is going to grow a lot larger. And if you're just dabbling but ready to get started with your credit repair business, I want to invite you to join our Credit Hero Challenge. It's a live experience that has helped tons of credit heroes to get their first client in 24 hours, to get certified in disputing, to gain confidence, and to launch their credit repair business on a solid foundation so they can scale fast. It's the greatest training we have ever created, and it costs less than taking your family to McDonald's for dinner. So I highly recommend it. We're starting the next challenge again very soon, so sign up today at CreditHeroChallenge.com. And if you're finding value in the things that I share on this podcast, click below to subscribe. And if you're feeling kind, rate me, give me a review, give me a thumbs up, because doing these things will actually help me a lot. And I will see you on the next episode. And until then, keep changing lives.
Want more credit repair business secrets? Then get a copy of my book, The Ultimate Guide to Starting a Credit Repair Business. Get it free at creditrepaircloud.com/freebook. Inside this book, you'll find my top 35 secrets to removing items from credit reports and turning that into an amazing business that helps people, changes lives, and makes you a great living in the process. Get it free at creditrepaircloud.com/freebook.